الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we are busy discussing Ghazwat Uhud. And we mentioned so many Sahaba radiallahu anhum passed away, became martyrs, became shuhada in this ghazwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tasliya to those Sahaba radiallahu anhum who lost their family members. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this verse was revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed the families of the shuhada regarding the condition of their martyrs. What's the condition? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. That listen, never should you think that those who were killed in the path of Allah, those who became martyrs, never should you think that they are dead, that they are dead people, amwata. They are living. Look at the merits of being a shaheed, the virtues of being a shaheed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the first virtue, Allah says, بَلْ أَحْيَا. They are living. Now once we pass on, we pass away from this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course we know our ruh, our body, our soul goes up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these shuhada, Allah says, what is so special about them is that they are living. Immediately they move on into another realm, another world, and there they are being provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Like how in the dunya, you and I, we are living, we eat, we drink, we enjoy all our halal leisure. So we live in this leisurely life of ours, which is halal as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for them, بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ يُرْزَقُونَ. They are enjoying all of them. They are enjoying all of that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that other realm. And there's a hadith that explains it as well. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the shaheed, when he passes away, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes his ruh and puts it into green birds, fi tayrin khudrin, and these green birds now fly in Jannah, and they drink from the streams of Jannah, and they eat from the fruit trees of Jannah, and then they return and they resort again to these birds. And this is at a place, at a makan which is beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, suspended by these candelabrums. That's what we call it, the qanadil. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is where they resort to in Jannah. And Allah says they are very, very happy. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Another great merit and virtue, that these people are now happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them out of His grace, out of His favor. وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. And they also rejoice at the fact that those people who didn't yet come to them, in other words, those shuhada who are destined to be shuhada, but they are currently fighting in the path of Allah, when these shuhada are in Jannah, flying in Jannah, when they come to know that those people are still going to join up with them later, they rejoice at that. They become very happy to hear that news, because these people, they know what they are enjoying in Jannah. Allah خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Then listen, there is no fear, no panic for you now. Your future is going to be better and better for you. And had you missed out something in the past in the dunya, don't grieve over that, because there's nothing to grieve about losing out something in the dunya. Jannah and the akhirah, the life of this world is much better. يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ. They rejoice in the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His bounties and His favors. And وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never lets the reward of the believers, Allah never lets the reward of the believers go to waste. In other words, if you do some good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely give you this good. So basically this verse here is targhib. These shuhada here are basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse. What happened was, the sababun nuzul for this verse was that Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were wanting to know what is the condition of the family members. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse. Because they in Jannah, these shuhada, when they be flying in Jannah, somebody will make a statement saying that why doesn't one of us quickly pass on the message to those people in the dunya, telling them that look at this wonderful and amazing life that we are experiencing here in Jannah. So somebody will say, who will convey this message? on our behalf. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, this is a riwayat in Abu Dawood, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will convey this message on your people's behalf that y'all are all happy in this realm, in this other world. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse to show and to tell their family members that if you do the same, definitely you will also be entertained in the same way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa afiyah.